This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Good morning and welcome to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke, pastor at St. Benedict Nemours Parish in the Hill District and also St. Mary Magdalene Parish, serving the communities of the East End, Homewood, Point Breeze, and Wilkinsburg sections of the city of Pittsburgh. And this morning we have a very exciting show. It's like the who's who of Catholic school athletics. And with us in studio this morning are the two newly hired and highly regarded athletic directors at North Catholic High School in Cranberry and Oakland Catholic High School in the Oakland sections of the city of Pittsburgh. And we have a great opportunity to discuss all things athletics with them. And so we'll focus on the important questions of what makes a scholar athlete and especially what makes a Catholic scholar athlete. And joining us this morning is Mr. Bill Barton. He is the North Catholic's new athletic director, and Dr. Karen Hall. Dr. Hall is the new athletic director at Oakland Catholic High School. So Karen and Bill, welcome this morning to Catholic Education Plus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Karen, you're also a parishioner of mine at St. Benedict Nemours, and Pittsburgh is home for you. Tell us a little background about yourself.
Sure. I was born and raised in Pittsburgh, a Hill District resident, been a St. Benedict Nemours parishioner for life. 12 years of Catholic education, St. Agnes Oakland and Mount Alvernia High School in Millville. Had the opportunity to be reared in great academics, and Lord blessed me with some athletic talent. Basketball, so I took my basketball talents to the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, after being recruited on a national level.
And the Aces just won the championship in the WNBA, congratulations to
them. Thank you.
Yeah. And you played ball in the professional arena and also as a coach. You've also been a WPIL Diversity Inclusion Council member and the assistant director of AussieNAM. For those who aren't familiar about this program in our area, can you tell our listeners about that?
Sure. AussieNAM, Inc. is a basketball association that grew 55 years ago this coming July. I am an alum of it, and under the direction of the original founder, Carl Coleman, he basically wanted to bridge academics and athletics. So he used basketball as a carrot, which brought many, many youth from around Western Pennsylvania together on the Hill. So as basketball was the dangling carrot, it was about community, it was about academics and education and exposure, to where we were able to get to know kids from all different walks of life. And today I sit here, an individual, when I hear diversity, mine started so early that I have trouble understanding why we just can't understand other people and move into relationships,
sure,
which would break down many barriers.
And you're a product of that, and
yes,
that was very helpful for you.
Yes.
You know? So now as the athletic director at Oakland Catholic, what do you emphasize and ask of your students when coming together?
So as I just mentioned, relationships. Like if we can just build relationships by, one, getting to know and take off your blinders, because we all come with what we've heard and what we know, what we think we know. And if you just sit down and have a conversation, I'm a new athletic director in Oakland Catholic. You don't know me. Our students don't know me. So knock on the door. Hi, Dr. Hall. I'm Mary or whomever you are. I just come to say hello. That's a great start of relationships. And then it could build from there. We talk about community. That's what I'm working to build there, a community of closeness, family, and in our term, teamwork.
Yeah, and relationships.
Relationships.
Get to know each other.
Yes.
Now let's bring Bill Barton in on the conversation. He is the new athletic director at North Catholic High School in Cranberry. Bill has a long-standing history in Catholic schools, the athletic director position at St. Joseph Prep up in Boston. He was also an assistant coach at Duquesne and later worked at the University of Pittsburgh under Coach Jamie Dixon during a span that included three NCAA tournament appearances. Bill, can you give us a little bit of background about yourself to our listeners here this morning?
Well, I was born in Boston.
Boston, okay. Yeah. New Englander.
I won't say how long ago. A big Patriots fan.
And the Patriots beat the Steelers a few weeks ago on the home opener.
Yes, yeah. Yes, they'll always beat the Steelers. I moved to Pittsburgh in 2008 to work at Duquesne University. Mm. So that was my first time in Pittsburgh. And I had a house here in the Pittsburgh area since then. And the chance to move back here, as much as I love Boston, I was working at St. Joe's, the chance to move back here I really wanted to. I just really like Pittsburgh a lot, the area. So, and North Catholic is, and if you've never been there, it is a fantastic high
school. It's a gorgeous new school, yeah. Right off of 228. Yeah. And I was a young seminarian 21 years ago at St. Ferdinand's, and Route 228 did not look like it does today. It's a lot bigger now and a lot more lights and businesses.
It's unbelievable.
St. Killian Parish, everything just
blossomed. The church is beautiful.
And it's a beautiful, yeah. Beautiful area and growing area in southern Butler, northern Allegheny County.
Yes.
Now, when you're at Oakland Catholic, Dr. Hall, and Bill at North Catholic, I want to ask both of you, I'm sure you hear this from both parents and administrators about winning games, and it's much more important to create the program that's dynamic and of leadership, service, and integrity. Now, your roles as the athletic director at your respective schools, you are to shape the young people and serve as role models, and that's a big responsibility. Can you reflect on what's important establishing your role as athletic directors at North Catholic and Oakland Catholic?
Yeah, well, I think you always want, as an athletic director, as a coach or a high school principal, you always want to develop a culture. And I always tell the kids, so you're representing the school, but you're also representing your family and you're representing yourself. And control what you can control, right? You don't need any talent at all to be on time, to be respectful, to be a good teammate, you know, to live the mission of the school, to live the mission of your family. How would your parents want you to behave? Mm-hmm. And I think that's where it starts. Before you even talk about winning games or competing for championships, you know, be a good person. Be a good teammate. Be a good member of the community. That would be my first message.
Mm-hmm. Presentation. Mm. I look at presentation. That goes in line with what Bill just mentioned. But it goes beyond just the students, because the parents are the role models of how the students present themselves. So the family, what is the family speaking in terms of the education? Because athletics is part of the education. So the presentation of how do you show up as a student athlete at our respective schools that we're talking about today.
So basically it starts at home. It starts with the families and the morals, the values, their attitudes. And then when they come to school, obviously they bring, you're a product of your environment. They bring home into school, and then you create a team, and you have all different backgrounds, different economic backgrounds and ethnicities and things like that. So to develop a team and everybody to be on the same playing level, so to speak, that can be a quite challenge for a coach or an athletic director. Would you agree?
I would agree. It's a we culture. Mm. So we've all heard there's no I in team.
Yeah.
Even in the single sport, it's still we.
We.
Because you have coach and you can do nothing in life alone. You always need at least one other person.
Yeah. Bill?
No, I would agree with that. I do believe, you know, it's the school picks up where, you know, when they get dropped off at school from what the parents have, you know, have started and what the parents have preached and taught their children. The school has to pick it up, and, you know, now we're bringing in sports and we're bringing in the community and we're bringing in, you know, she mentioned diversity and people from different walks of life, whether it be economically or racially or, you know, different religions. So, you know, it sort of expands on everything, and you keep growing as a person and as a young man and woman and, you know, getting ready to get out there and help the world.
In a Catholic school setting, obviously, it's also a little bit different because Catholic schools play public schools too. So I'm sure when the teams are traveling, there's different environments. And that could be a challenge for the Catholic school teams going into the public school systems. You want to reflect on that?
Well, I you know, this is, I know of the Catholic, you know, public school. Mm. Difference here in Pittsburgh, But I'll tell you, in Boston, it is huge because the big Catholic schools, you know, BC High, Catholic Memorial, these schools with 1,000 boys, right? Wow. In Boston, they get mad only when the Catholics are good at football and basketball. That's it. Yeah. You know, they don't care about anything else. That's just it, you know. But I just think all kids should have an opportunity to compete. And if families want to send their children to a Catholic school because for whatever the reason might be, religious, academic, social, discipline reasons, you know, they should have the same opportunities as kids at public schools.
Sure. Yeah.
No, I would just concur with that. I also look at that part as the student athletes being a role model because, you know, you want the light of the Lord to shine upon each student athlete. So you're competing, and then we bring in that sportsmanship component, which is about, hey, we compete, we win, we lose, but we win and lose with dignity, and we learn how to unfortunately lose because in life you have to rebound and come through adversity.
And to let the kids know that they're not going to win every game. You're not going to win the Super Bowl every year or the Stanley Cup or the NBA championship. Yeah. It's just reality. There's going to be ups and downs in any game. You know, the Patriots beating the Steelers. Yeah. You can't win every game. And obviously the parents need to be reminded of that too. Screaming and yelling on the sidelines does not help the environment.
Father, I will say this. You know, parents have to be willing and they can't be afraid to let their kids fail.
Yes.
Because you're not going to learn if you don't fail.
Right.
You know, nobody wins all the time, right? Even Tom Brady doesn't win all the time.
Exactly, right. No matter how many times he comes back from retirement. We have lots more to talk about. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Burke here on KDK Radio. Welcome back to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke, pastor at St. Benedict de Moore Parish in the Hill District and also at St. Mary Magdalene Parish in the East End. And this weekend, we are focusing on sports. And we're talking with two really prominent athletic directors in the Diocese of Pittsburgh, Dr. Karen Hall, the new athletic director at Oakland Catholic High School in Oakland, and Mr. Bill Barton, the athletic director at North Catholic High School in Cranberry Township. And for both of you, I have to confess that I played intramural basketball when I was in fourth grade at the former St. Norbert's School in Overbrook. And I was terrible on the court. I double dribbled too much. So I'm 6'3", and everyone looks at me and says, oh, Tom, Father Tom, you must have played basketball when you were in grade school or high school. I said, no, I fouled out too many times. So I have the height, but not the coordination of that. But I still follow sports very near and dear to my heart, and obviously with Catholic education. So we've talked a lot about the diverse backgrounds for both of you in both faith and service. And obviously, we can't forget academics. That's what we're here in the business for the schools. This is another true discipline of the athletic programs that you have to maintain your focus on academics so the wheels don't fall off the bus, so to speak. So can you just tell our listeners what's involved in this process of focusing on priorities? Obviously, sports and a lot of practices, but obviously their academics would be top priority. Bill,
well, I can answer that with a short answer. For years, I would always tell the kids that played for me, you know, very few of you are going to make money playing sports, but each and every one of you can make money as an accountant, a teacher, an engineer. You know, education rules. You know, use sports as a path to get an education. Whether it be you go on scholarship or you get invited to play at a really good academic school like a Williams or an Amherst, use your ability to get the education. Because how many people, what's the percentage of people that make money playing sports? It's very small.
Yeah, that would be true.
Yeah, I would just add that academics is another vehicle to, as Coach mentioned, all different types of professions. And it can start inside the school. Like even if you're an athlete, maybe you went to a sports medicine session and there's a training room. So come in and do somewhat of a, quote, internship at a high school level as a student athlete. So now you're a student athlete, you're learning about something for your future right in high school.
And as athletic directors, obviously, you have to keep all the engines running of your various programs. So do you have a good relationship with your various coaches to kind of keep them in balance, that they're checking up on their students, to making sure that the tests and the projects and the paperwork and the grades are still, I know it's still early in the year, but is there a certain protocol that you follow?
Well, in life, I walk around with the philosophy of academics first. Mm. So as I am a new athletic director, I came in all my meetings with our coaches, it was academics first. And we may be part-time, but everything's full-time. So the conversation becomes academics. As athletic director, I have access to, you know, where I need to come and the individuals in the school to make sure that we're in compliance, our student-athletes are where they need to be. But our coaches, they're teachers. They're teachers mm-hmm. on their respective field. They have a responsibility to the student-athlete to care about them, one, as a person, and that includes the academics.
I would agree with Dr. Hall. Coaches are or should be teachers.
Right.
And I think both of us work at schools where there's a tremendous academic support mm-hmm. system. You know, the people at North Catholic, the teachers and the administration stays on top of the academics. The coaches preach it. I've preached it all the time for my entire academic career. So, you know, everybody in the building is a teacher.
Yeah.
And kudos to both North Catholic and Oakland Catholic. Very good, professionally well-known, respected schools here in the greater Pittsburgh area, not just sports, but academics. So both schools are very well-known, obviously very popular with the sports, but also traditionally over the years, academics. And kudos to the support staff and the administrators for keeping that engine running, so to speak. I want to ask both of you, very personal, what's the most rewarding part, the driving influence of what you do every day?
I'm going to say in my tenure, my first graduation, being able to see our student athletes graduate. Because, you know, athletics, it's a team. So is academics. But academically, you sit there alone and you have to pass tests, answer questions. You are personally responsible for your academic world. So when you achieve that at the end of a year and you walk across, they call your name. There's no other name they call along with your name. So you walk across that stage alone knowing that, wow, academically I fulfilled, I did it, and today's my shining moment.
I enjoy watching the kids achieve something and how happy they get. Mm-hmm. Whether it's a kid that made JV soccer and he didn't know if he was going to or not, mm-hmm. or a kid that worked all summer to become a starter on the varsity basketball yeah. team, mm-hmm. you know, those type of things, or the kids that are so proud that they're on the team and mm-hmm. they may never play a minute, but they just feel like they're such a good part of the team. And, you know, that's, again, that culture. The coach has made them feel like it and how happy they are. So I like watch, you know, the enjoyment that kids get from different types of things, you know, different types of accomplishments.
And it probably warms your heart when you see so many kids that come through the various years of school, and then as they come as a young freshman mm-hmm. and then graduate as a senior and then go on to college. I'm sure it warms your heart when you stay in touch and you hear the success stories of the alumni of the respective schools, and to say, wow, these kids sat in the classroom at the desk and ate in the cafeteria and was on the football field or on the basketball court. It probably warms your heart when you hear these success stories.
It's funny because as you say that, through Oakland Catholic and OSNM, I have the opportunity to think back as we were coming up, that's how they felt about us. And now we get a chance to have other students in front of us start out as that scared freshman, introverted freshman, whatever. And then you see them mature and grow, and they blossom, and they move on. And you think, wow, remember when? It is extremely fulfilling to be able to look at others and see them blossom and move forward.
Say, wow, that's a great yeah. how that folded up and moved yeah. on. Bill, you want to add on?
No, I agree with what you said, just the transformation from when someone's a freshman mm-hmm. to when they're going off to college and going to places that, you know, other recent graduates or longtime graduates of North Catholic have done. It's quite a sight.
Now, as we go into the last minute and a half, if you can just fast forward to the end of the school year of 2022-2023, mm-hmm. how would you like to wrap up the year in terms of your takeaway for the student athletes? Karen?
Well, for myself at Oakland Catholic, it's the elevation and the experience of the student athletes, that they are taking away memories from their year as a student athlete at Oakland Catholic, having something 2 years from today, 5 years from today, being able to have conversation with their former teammates. Remember when? Like, that experience is so huge, that takeaway come the end of this 22-23 year.
Say a job well done.
Yes.
And Bill, you want to add the final?
I'd like with the end of the year for all the kids that participated in athletics at North Catholic to have had a good experience, a great experience, to really enjoy the team atmosphere, the team experience, or, you know, even if it's an individual sport like cross country, it's still a team. Mm-hmm. They're out there together listening to the coach. They're running together. So at the end of the year, I want everyone to have enjoyed their experience. And then, of course, I'd like us to win a few games as well.
And it's hard to believe that now we're just starting the month of October, and we've had a full month pretty much under our belts. And, you know, obviously the football season's in full swing, and basketball will be starting up, cross country and track are up and running, and just a lot of great programs happening in our local Catholic schools.
16 sports at Oakland Catholic.
That's a lot. 16. Wow. Yeah. And Bill, how many?
We have 20 sports. 20? And then, wow, you know, different levels for those sports.
It's, that's a lot to direct traffic with, I'll tell you. Yeah. Well, this has been a pleasure. Dr. Karen Hall from Oakland Catholic and Bill Barton from North Catholic, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Father Barton.
My pleasure, Father.
We'll be back. You're listening to Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Burke here on KDK Radio. This weekend in our Plus segment, we are featuring the 28th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and all the readings this weekend focus on healing and the generosity of God. In our first reading from the second book of Kings, Naaman, who is a commander from a foreign land, becomes a believer in the gospel of Israel. And Elisha teaches the word of God, and there's a spiritual transformation. And he is freed of his leprosy, and he professes his faith in God. And in the Gospel of St. Luke, Jesus heals 10 lepers. And Jesus, the Master, they say, have pity on us. Only one out of the 10 comes back to say thank you to the Lord for making that healing a possibility. This man was not only a leper, but he was also a Samaritan, which was considered an outcast with the Jewish people. God is the giver of all good gifts. Christ is always faithful, and we see that Naaman the Syrian is so grateful for his healing, and the Samaritan leper comes back to give thanks. So let us really be thankful for all the blessings that God gives us on this particular Sunday, and knowing that each and every one of us has ups and downs and challenges. We might be going through some physical ailments or taking care of a loved one, but God's generosity is there to guide us and to help us and to give us strength. So let's be grateful for all the generosity and the gifts that God gives us. We'll see you in 2 weeks. Thank you for listening to Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Burke here on KDK Radio.